Nadia Bolz Weber calls for a sexual reformation in her latest book, Shameless. How does her reformation compare with the truths rediscovered during the 16th century Reformation? I've written a review of Shameless in the latest Issues Etc. journal. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button on the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Pastor Andrew Abraham details his journey from Catholic priest to Lutheran pastor. The free online Issues Etc. journal. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a game we like to play with our listeners as often as we can. And even though we are broadcasting live on this Friday afternoon from Concordia Publishing House in St. Louis, we can still take your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week and name the winner of the LPR bundle package. That goes to the listener with the best vote for Soundbite of the Week. It is a Luther Rose medallion, courtesy of Ad Crusum, the I Have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. Goes to the listener with the best vote. We got great soundbites for you to play on this Friday afternoon. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a vote via Twitter, @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. It's very important we need to know who you are, which one you're voting for, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Your reason why is your own, but it's important for us to know. talkback@issuesetc.org, Twitter @issuesetc, or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Up first this Friday is a soundbite from a recent conversation we had with Dr. Ryan Anderson. We were talking about Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which is going to be considered by the U.S. Supreme Court. One of the questions put to the U.S. Supreme Court is whether or not the mention of sex in Title VII will include one's preferred gender. If that happens, this is what Dr. Anderson says will happen.
To my mind, if they were to rule to say that it does include sexual orientation and gender identity, we would see what's been happening at the state level and what the Obama administration tried to do in its last few months in office when it said that sex means sexual orientation and gender identity. This would mean that all public school bathrooms, locker rooms, showers, dorm rooms, hotel rooms, sports teams would be based upon a student's subjective gender identity rather than their objective biology. It would be in an employment context. If you have separate bathrooms at your job site, they would be based on the employee's subjective gender identity, not their objective biology. It could mean that you as an employee would be forced to use the preferred pronouns and a new name of your colleagues, and that your employer would have to enforce speech codes in order to avoid what the law refers to as a hostile work environment if you are, quote, misgendering your colleagues. And it might also therefore extend to health benefits so that your healthcare plan that your employer provides would have to cover sex reassignment procedures, that it would be discrimination on the basis of gender identity if you pay for mastectomies in the case of breast cancer, but you don't pay for mastectomies in the case of sex reassignment procedures. So the implications here could be very, very far-reaching.
That's soundbite number one, Dr. Ryan Anderson. If the Supreme Court decides sex includes preferred gender, if you'd like to vote for that one live this Friday, you can do so by sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet @issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week comes from Pastor Paul McCain. We're doing a series with him on the Lutheran Confessions. We were talking about baptism, its power, and the benefits of baptism, and he had occasion to share Luther's thoughts on the baptismal life.
In a sermon Luther preached, and again, this wasn't some new Luther coming on the scene here. This is a sermon he preached in 1534. Luther is very clear here that we go desperately wrong when we think that somehow baptism is not only a get-out-of-jail-free card, but kind of a, you know, now I don't have to worry about the new life. I can, you know, it doesn't matter what I do. Don't worry. Here's a little quote. Tragically, many now act as if they might as well always remain as before in their old skin, live as they please, so make their glorious baptism only a covering for their shame, as though they had been called to the kingdom of grace in order to have the power to do as they wish. Despite this, they assure themselves, God is gracious, and make the excuse, I'm a weak man. Surely God will take this into consideration and forgive me. And then they go right ahead living as they lived. No, not so, dear brother. I did not point you down that path so that baptism should grant the liberty to sin. Quite the opposite. Your sins have been remitted. You have now come into favor. You who were before in disfavor because of sin, so that you might now live another life and depart from sin. Being baptized and remaining in sin do not go together. So Luther is describing an actual life, things we're actually doing and living now.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Paul McCain, Luther's thoughts on the baptismal life. You can vote for that one by sending us an email right here, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or you can leave your vote for us at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number three is from Dr. Joseph Hurl. We had a conversation with him on the resurrection in Handel's Messiah. Most people know Handel's Hallelujah Chorus. If that's all you know of the Messiah, what are you missing?
Oh my, they missed the whole story of salvation. This is great music, to be sure, but even more, it is great theology. Handel himself realized that because a week before his death, he was so sick, he had to be carried around places. He was carried to a performance of Messiah, and he heard his own composition and these wonderful words from Scripture that assured him that Jesus Christ died and rose again for his sins. It gives us hope. And even more than that, it gives us assurance that death is not the end. Jesus Christ has conquered death, and because of that, he is worthy to receive our thanks and praise and to reign forever and ever. This is the glorious hope and assurance that the Christian has.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. Joseph Hurl. If you only know Handel's Hallelujah Chorus, what are you missing? Vote for that one live this Friday, May the 3rd. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. And you can send us your vote via Twitter at issuesetc. Get ready to vote. We're going to play soundbite number four, then we're going to take a break. And the break is a great time for you to vote for soundbite of the week. Soundbite number four is from Pastor Peter Bender. He says that denying the created order is a direct attack on God himself.
We're a reflection, an image of who God is and what he does. And for us, being male and female in those offices, husband, father, wife, mother, are how that image of self-giving love in a community of loving persons is to be manifest in our world, which means then to stray from what it is to be a man as God created a man to be, and what it is to be a woman as God created a woman to be, to stray from those offices which are part of what it is to be created in the image of God and so ordered. This is how he wishes his image to be reflected in the world. So to stray from God's created order and God's created design then becomes a direct attack on the triune God of love in whose image we are made and who in our creation ordered us to live out that image in a particular way. So any departure from that becomes an attack on God, and I would argue also ultimately an attack on Jesus Christ, the Son of God, our Savior.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Peter Bender. Denying the created order is an attack on God. You've heard the four soundbites. Now it is your turn. You vote by sending us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org or a tweet at issuesetc. You can go to our Facebook fan page and vote there as well. Remember, we like to know who you are, where you're listening, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. We will tally your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week right after the break. Concordia Publishing House's Spring Warehouse Sale is both online and in-store. Take advantage of discounted prices on many of the items you hear promoted on Issues Etc. from Friday, May 3rd through Monday, May the 6th. You'll find major cost savings on books, music, Bibles, educational resources, and more. Concordia Publishing House's Spring Warehouse Sale, cph.org, and 3558 South Jefferson in St. Louis. Concordia Publishing House's Spring Warehouse Sale, May 3rd through the 6th.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod celebrates and affirms life from the time of conception until natural death, and every time in between. For this reason, LCMS Life Ministry is a program singularly devoted to upholding the sanctity of human life, both in our church body and the culture at large. Life Ministry provides educational materials, hosts conferences, and works closely with allies such as Lutherans for Life. For more information, visit lcms.org/life and follow LCMS Life Ministry on Facebook.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. On this Friday, May the 3rd, we are broadcasting from Concordia Publishing House in St. Louis, but we're also playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We can take your votes for Soundbite of the Week via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, via Twitter at IssuesETC, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. We're giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for Soundbite of the Week. That is a Luther Rose medallion, courtesy of Ad Crucem, the I Have Issues t-shirt, and the Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. The sound bites are Dr. Ryan Anderson, If the Supreme Court Decided Sex Includes Preferred Gender. Soundbite number two is from Pastor Paul McCain, Luther's Thoughts on the Baptismal Life. Soundbite number three is from Dr. Joseph Hurl, If You Only Know Handel's Hallelujah Chorus, What Are You Missing? And soundbite number four, Pastor Peter Bender, Denying the Created Order is an Attack on God. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Grady listens in Lincoln, Nebraska. Grady says, this is the first time that I can remember ever hearing what Martin Luther had stated his explanation of baptism concerning how it should be interpreted. Grady, thank you very much for listening in Nebraska. He's voting for soundbite number two, I presume, Pastor Paul McCain, Luther's Thoughts on the Baptismal Life. Sage in Caspar, Wyoming said, I would like to vote for soundbite number four, Pastor Peter Bender's Denying the Created Order is an Attack on God, because since denying the created order is an attack on God, it is also one of the devil's most effective attacks on Christian life. This is a crisis of masculinity in the U.S. today, And the church is sadly not immune to the effects that feminism and a denial of the ordered creation have on masculinity. The Lutheran Church needs to teach its youth that Christ is the epitome of true masculinity, and that the church, the bride of Christ, is the epitome of godly femininity. Thank you very much, Sage, and thanks for listening in Wyoming. Nicola listens in Wisconsin. She's voting for soundbite number 4 as well. Prior to becoming a Lutheran, I would never have thought of living my vocation as a woman, wife, mother, as part of what it means to be made in the image of God. Not that I had any understanding of vocation then either. Luther says that we are masks of God as we serve in our vocations, which works with what Pastor Bender says about how straying from God's design and order is an attack on God. We would reflect a false image of God. Perhaps you could take it so far as to say you reflect a false God to our neighbors if we were to twist God's good order to fit into the worldly narrative. Very insightful, Nicola, and thank you for listening in Wisconsin. Jack listens in Lancaster, Ohio. He says, I found Dr. Anderson's observations interesting yet alarming. Imagine the implications for churches. Gender confusion among preschoolers who are taught by parents that gender is a choice. Ministry challenges among youth who are taught that gender is a choice. Physical issues, mental health issues, anxiety and depression among others. What types of new heresies will the church have to refute as a result? That's a very good question, Jack, and thank you for listening in Ohio. Wesley is a Texas listener there in Arlington. Clear winner is Pastor Peter Bender. The issue of the order of creation is sadly forgotten in most Lutheran circles today. Perhaps Bender's or exhortation could be a good place to bring it back into the light. Wesley, thank you very much for your vote. Brandon in Austin, Texas says, I vote for Dr. Anderson's soundbite. Soundbite number 1, Dr. Ryan Anderson, if the Supreme Court decided sex includes preferred gender. He says, understanding the legal ramifications of redefining words to reflect the progressive religion is important for all who oppose it. If we are to know how dire the situation is, we must know exactly what is at stake. Dr. Anderson opened a listener's eyes with his chilling revelation, and for this reason, receives my vote. Brandon, thanks for listening in Texas. Steve listens in Columbus, Nebraska. He says, I vote for Dr. Hurl, that's soundbite number 3. Not for this soundbite, but for the hilarious joke about the shortest person in the Bible. I guess you have to go back and listen to the entire interview with Dr. Hurl to get that joke. Stephen, thank you very much. Ardith listens in North Carolina, voting for Dr. Hurl's soundbite as well. Dr. Hurl's story of how Handel himself found assurance in his masterpiece that the gospel was for him shortly before his death should be heard by everyone. Thank you very much, Ardith, and thanks for listening in North Carolina. Julia listens in St. Louis, voting for soundbite number 4, Pastor Peter Bender. The attack on gender is how God has created and God's created order, and the roles is an attack on God himself. Julia, thank you for listening in St. Louis. In Omaha, Nebraska, there is Joel. He says, everything God creates is good, and deviating from God's order is deviation from good. Love how he related marriage to the Trinity. Joel, thank you for very much, and thank you for listening in Nebraska. The winner for this week's Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, according to your votes, is soundbite number 4, Pastor Peter Bender. Denying the created order is an attack on God. Let's hear it.
We're a reflection, an image of who God is and what he does. And for us, being male and female in those offices, husband, father, wife, mother, are how that image of self-giving love in a community of loving persons is to be manifest in our world, which means then to stray from what it is to be a man as God created a man to be, and what it is to be a woman as God created a woman to be, to stray from those offices which are part of what it is to be created in the image of God and so ordered. This is how he wishes his image to be reflected in the world. So to stray from God's created order and God's created design then becomes a direct attack on the triune God of love in whose image we are made and who in our creation ordered us to live out that image in a particular way. So any departure from that becomes an attack on God. And I would argue also ultimately an attack on Jesus Christ, the Son of God, our Savior.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this Friday. Pastor Peter Bender denying the created order is an attack on God. The winner of the LPR bundle package is Nicola in Wisconsin. If you would send us your shirt size and your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. And thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week. Be sure to take advantage of the great savings during Concordia Publishing House's Spring Warehouse Sale this weekend. Learn more by clicking the CPH Warehouse Sale logo at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Concordia Publishing House Spring Warehouse Sale runs through May the 6th. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll continue our series on Lutheran catechesis, talking with Pastor Peter Bender about the first article of the Creed and man's fall into sin. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.